This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, March 11th. God's word to you today is, think. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 18, verse 20, from the Amplified Classic Version, and it says, "The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, my conscious integrity and sincerity with him. According to the cleanness of my hands has he recompensed me." Have you ever taken a shortcut at work or in business or in your schoolwork because you thought you would not get caught? How did that go? The truth that a lot of people do not know is, whenever you take a shortcut, you think you have outsmarted the other person, but you actually cut yourself short. When you actually go through the straight and narrow and follow God, the reality is that you are not doing God a favor. When we have been good, we feel that God should be happy, but really you are doing yourself a favor, not God. Our character is revealed by how we act when we think no one is watching. Most people will not cheat or take a shortcut if they know that somebody is watching. Do you know that? Most people will not do things they will be ashamed of if they know there is someone watching. But who says no one is watching? Someone is always watching. My wife and I were on vacation in some remote place. No one that knows us would be there, or so I thought. On an escalator with my wife one day, I was just teasing and playing with her. Then from nowhere, someone said, "Pastor Femi." The question is, what if that was not my wife? What if, God forbid, I had taken some girl to a far country because I thought no one was watching? My wife did not understand why I was embarrassed, but I thought about many things in that moment. Please read Daniel 1 verses 5 to 6 and Daniel 1 8 to 20. I pray that God will give great men both respect and affection for you in Jesus' name. Amen. May you be found 10 times more capable than your colleagues in Jesus' name. Amen. Some people read this portion of scripture and say the Bible is telling us to be vegetarians. I'm of the school of thought that Daniel picked vegetables and water because that is what the attendant could easily lay his hands on. If he had requested for something else, who would have paid for it? Daniel obviously did not have money to buy his own food, so it had to be something readily available and cheap. From Daniel 1, 11 to 13, please read. Daniel's response to the chief official shows us that even though he was a slave, Daniel displayed noteworthy courage, discipline, and leadership. Daniel understood and respected authority. He did not pick up a placard to protest the meals. Instead, he sought out permission. Can we do this? This is really important if you want to work in the palace. Most people will pour the food away or hide it in fear. Not Daniel. He displayed integrity. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please make me discerning and of quick understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.